Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of We Like Your Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Hello, bastards and wenches. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Welcome to part two of No Borders, No Races, Top 100 Albums of 2006 and 2015, in celebration of our 10th anniversary. You know, I'm not one to brag, but I feel like this Top 100 Albums list is the most eclectic list ever concocted. Think about it. We've got the best in pop, rock, metal, ska, punk, electronica, jazz, hip-hop, and folk covered in one list. Country-wise, we've got artists from Japan, Canada, the United States, United Kingdom, Germany, Sweden, Finland, and Norway. We've got chart toppers, heat seekers, underground sensations, legends, one-hit wonders, and idols and icons of both spectrums. You won't find a top 100 albums list that has as big of a melting pot quite like No Borders, No Races. And I say that without the tiniest inkling of ego. So, with that being said, let's get the second part of this top 100 albums of 2006 to 2015 list underway. Rodeo Carburetor, play a song. Off with number 80 on our list, which comes from one of the most iconic Japanese rock bands from Osaka. That's right, we're talking about Shonen Knife, and in 2010 they unleashed a fun-filled album about cake, jellyfish, and an economic crisis. That record was Free Time, which recaptured the elements of the band's more popular days back in the 90s, which lands here on our list at number 80. From Free Time, and accompanied by fellow Osakans, the Goju Kaitans, here are Shonen Knife with PYO.
Blueberry, snowberry, blue.
thought that CeeLo Green's small cameo on a Danger Mouse MF Doom record would lead to one of the biggest releases of 2006. That day you just heard was Gnarls Barkley with Go Go Gadget Gospel from St. Elsewhere, number 79 on our top albums list. The record would bring about a couple other hits in the form of Crazy and their fantastic cover of the Violent Femmes' Gone Daddy Gone. To this day, it's still one of the funkiest and sweetest albums to come out of this American and British crossover collaboration. Try saying that three times fast. Speaking of British bands, no one brings as loud of a party and spectacle quite like The Go Team. In 2007, this mixture of hip-hop, electronica, and 70s-era funk came at us hard with Proof of Youth, an album that was like an episode of The Electric Company with some street cred. It's fresh and retro all at once and lands on our list at number 78 with some near-perfect scores across the board. From Proof of Youth, here are The Go Team with Titanic Vandalism.
Hit it!
Let's go.
Popular bands from the land of the rising sun, that was Asian Kung Fu Generation with Blue Train from 2006's Fan Club, which pulls into the station at number 77 on our list. A beautiful mixture of what they got right on their first two albums, as well as a throwback to some of their lesser known and incredibly hard to find EPs. The album comes from the band's desire to be followers of not just rock, but all genres of music, which comes off beautifully in such tracks as Gecko and Mafuyu no Dansu. In 2008, I was working as the program director for WMWM Salem, and at that time, I was also helping to listen to all the records that were sent to us to play on the station. That summer, I came across a record that, to this very day, I still kick myself for not including in my initial top albums list of that year, and that was Last Light by Matt Pond, PA. An uplifting record that taught listeners that it's okay to make mistakes. The album also showcased some gorgeous romanticism that wasn't quite being pushed out at the time in the indie rock realm. It's quite the majestic record, hence why it's here at number 76. From Last Light, here at Matt Pond, PA, with Sunlight.
Think I pushed too hard. That's what you said. So why would I want to stay? Oh no, no. See all my mistakes. Watch the whole thing coming down. I could never wait to wake up to a loss before it gets that bad. Oh no, no, I'm already cold, kicking down the open door. Blood's gonna wash away. Sunlight on your face on these two cold December days. I'll pass the stage.
Started No Borders No Race, there were a few Japanese albums that were in rotation at WMWM Salem, one of which was this very album that was Eastern Youth with The Overpowered from the 75th best record of the last 10 years, 365 Step Blues. Eastern Youth was one of the few bands that my trainers at the station introduced me to, and this album just shook the very ground that my knowledge of the Japanese music scene stood upon. Waves is a band that plays roughly in the surf punk oceans of California, and 2013's Afraid of Heights was their great wave that crashed upon unexpected listeners. Like a blend of Nirvana and Pixies, Nathan Williams and the rest of his gang ran through that record with fast-paced grunge punk with some psychedelic mind trips thrown in to give its listeners a well-deserved breather. Whether you needed a demon to lean on or were in a state of paranoia, Afraid of Heights was there to knock your socks off when you needed it, which is why it's here on our list at number 74. From Afraid of Heights, here are Waves with Beat Me Up.
Out! soon as she's in there, she's getting the dick. But not from you, from the entire band. So whip out your cock and lay a wad in your hand. So Jay is dead, but before we chuck her, come out of her hair, kid, there's no time to fuck her. A festering hole where there used to be a crotch. We feed her to bears, all that's left is her watch. You're the ultimate bohem. Doesn't know you, didn't care that you had died. The last issue did real well. Your interview was suicide. You followed Gwar to hell.
Gwar's 2006 record, Beyond Hell, had the crack-loving aliens travel through the pits of the underworld as they kicked Satan in the balls and dealt with his many minions, such as the Tormentor and the one that will not be named. It also had one of the best Alice Cooper covers to come out in years. Number 73 on our list, Beyond Hell by Gwar, and the song you just heard is probably one of the funniest songs they've ever done, The Ultimate Bohab. I love the reference they make to Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man film. Always gets a really big chuckle out of me. Rest in peace, Dave and Corey. You will be forever missed. The Rodeo Carburetor was first introduced to me via the Japan Night Tour, and with their song God of Hell, I became an instant fan. That song would be featured on their 2006 record, Blackluster Songs, a dirty garage punk rock album that came out of the Phoenix's flames that once belonged to the Michelle Gun Elephant. It was a shot of fireball whiskey into the ass of its listeners, and the Rodeo Carburetor just didn't give a fuck who was in their way as they drove their album through the listeners' ear holes. Number 72 on our list, Blackluster Songs by the Rodeo Carburetor. And from that record is Pissed Off.
Yeah. right by in my hurry to the subway when I heard someone say, "Isn't autumn lovely?" As I stopped to observe, this was correct to the proprietor. Couldn't help but inspect the Fulton table by the railing laden with her goods. Ashtrays made of metal, little angels made of wood. Hand mirror with the handle broken, still pretty nice. Wall wart to charge telephone, trays to make ice. The advice of my neighbor, go ahead, take your time. We'll negotiate price on whatever you find. And then shining in the detritus, I saw the brightest flash of something precious. Began to feel the slightest little tingle in my innards. I was like, what's that? And then her bare tooth chuckle, it's a buckle for a strap on a hat. Like a lady wears to court or church, but it holds a special property, I'll tell you how it works. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Somehow I knew she was serious. I reached to pick it up, but she stayed my hand. Her reprimand, it was abrupt. "Hey, this little trinket," she said, "grants wishes. It can make anything you ever eat delicious. It can take away concerns so you can sleep at night. Can make the love of your life and you reunite. Can right wrongs done in your past or in your future. Make a winner out of whoever, whoever owns it roots for. But it only ever does one thing. As you take possession of it, that's the wish to which it clings. So choose very carefully before we make a deal. If there's anything impossible you want to make real, if there's anything improbable you'd like to assure, well, it will happen. That's when you have to endure the regret that accompanies said decision making. All the other wishes in the world that you've forsaken at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Could it be true? I wondered as I stared at the glass. Would some skills on the microphone be too much to ask? Had a couple dark notions that involved revenge, fame, glory, money, people love me, and it never ends. Shook these from my head like there was so much sleep, and thought instead I pretend that I was so much deep as to offer every human in the world true peace, so that we never kill each other, never get cooties, and never go hungry, suffer shelterlessness. This generosity I felt compelled to dismiss by my greed, to see an old friend back living. If I go the wrong direction though, could I ever be forgiven? While I stood daydreaming, somebody got a hold of this little brass buckle, and he must have been so old as to put it in his pocket without it getting caught. Saw him do it. He was wishing that he wouldn't get caught. All at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale. If you live in Brooklyn, which I do, and at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due.
All hail the king of nerdcore, that is MC Frontalot, from his 2011 album Solved, that was Stoop Sale. Honestly, this guy can out-rap the best in the business, and this album proved that the tongue-clicking grammarian warranted the attention of everyone in the hip-hop realm. It also has some great little sketches featuring comedians Eugene Merman, Kristen Shaw, and Wyatt Cenac. And of course, there's the Voltron tribute, All Formed Ahead, which played a role in putting this album on our list, and thus it rests here at number 71. Staying in the hip-hop realm, we'll be traveling across the Pacific to visit Wise, Nigo, Verbal, Reels, and Ilmare, who form the supergroup Teriyaki Boys. Of course, what made their 2009 record Serious Japanese memorable wasn't just their talents alone, no! This album came chock-filled with great guest spots from the likes of Pharrell, Cornelius, Kanye West, Ed Rock of the Beastie Boys, and Busta Rhymes. It's an album that truly brought the Japanese and American hip-hop scene together in beautiful harmony, which is why Serious Japanese rests here at number 70. Accompanied by Yeezus himself, here are Teriyaki Boys with I Still Love Her.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're so privileged right now to be in the presence of the truth, the creator, the originator of this style. Accept no imitations. Kanye to the with the Teriyaki Boys. Big money need in effect. I still love her. I still love her. Hunt to E-Rap.
I remember, I'm gonna call all my guys down. 今も色褪せないメモリーレン出会いはスクールデイズ塗りでデート申し込んで
Just a friend
モロにブレイクあれから毎日君に手紙したためるためない一足ポルポキャップちょっと誰もがホッと消しないほどホッなバディを楽する今ジョボンのジョブでレベルです Over you my girl取り巻くライバルたちとのサイファー君と遊んでたいな毎晩
I remember
back in the day high tops 履いて憧れた MJ のダンクシャー片手 After school 君と二人近くのパーク夜更けまで踊ってたっけ Next stage 授業中 As a rima essay message 心込めたね二人だけの秘密のボキャブラリー散りばめたラブレター確かに通じ合ってた OPP できない浮気っていうかどこマジ本気あんなに愛し合ったのに What happened girl? I remember
Got another soul when you know that you're on my mind Baby まだまだ僕らは君追いかけたい Lady Today we used to play the game
でも I still love her hot to e rap
We used to play the game
でも I still love hot to e rap
Yeah I remember once again all the times that we spent all the words that you said まだ刻まれて今でも can't forget how you let the rhythm hit represent とかしてたね just to get a rep そんな頃が fresh でも今では all about the 一攫千金 but the Benjamins about the 目先の成功ばかり You should check it out a pose on the internet You know the whole repertoire 口癖は革命だったのが今では money making 当たり前のように times racing だけどあの頃の days remember
I remember
革命巡る思い出ここでほどいてぐっと来るような思い出眺めた前の方がポイゼンチョイスゾーンなのにポイゼン選ぶのはどうして君に申して I still love H.E.R. Tell me why 他の子は流行りでパーティーバイしてるけど君だけ Only one Watch your life Be that your style そんな今の君と踊ってたいまだ終わっちゃないこれが始まりだって Remember 君はホットイーラップ
I still
Savages didn't just waltz into the art punk scene. They swung a wrecking ball through the cityscape and got people to quickly turn in awe of their spectacle. Their 2013 album, Silence Yourself, had Jenny Beth and the rest of her hard-rocking girls stare directly into the punk realm's eyes, slapped it right across its face, spat in its eye, and then French kissed it to the point where it couldn't breathe. Number 69 on our list, Silence Yourself by Savages, and you just heard the heart-pounding Husbands. When it comes to successful Japanese bands of the last decade, one of the first was Duran Grey, who had some help with the likes of Korn and Hot Topic that pushed them into the mainstream. Their 2008 album Ouroboros was Kyo at the top of his vocal game as he sang and screamed through the record with a dark passion while his bandmates dragged their instruments down your spinal column. It pops up here on our list at number 68, and from Ouroboros, this is Red Soil.
first became a fan of Hunter Valentine back in 2009, when their opening set for the Clicks blew myself and my friends away with raw energy and power. The hard-rocking sounds I've heard coming from the girl rock bands of Japan had finally crossed over to the Great White North, and Kiyome, Laura, and Adrian did it with a hardcore, don't-give-a-fuck attitude in the form of 2010's Lessons from the Late Night. It's songs for the heartbroken done right, with a tear, a sneer, and a bottle of Jack Daniels. It lands here on our list at number 67, and the song you just heard was Scarface. In 2007, Japan was in the running to make ska popular again, and the band that did it right was the Just Out of High School ensemble Oreska Band. Their full-length debut album, Wow, gave way to some positivity that the ska core scene seemed to be lacking that time. With this album, Oreska Band took over the popular Vans Warped Tour, had them star in their own movie, and helped to revitalize the ska scene in a most wondrous and kawaii way. Number 66 on our list, Wow by Oreska Band. And from that album is Kawa no Bore.
Hai, ima kara yuu koto yoku kiite kudasai ne. Kimi tachi wa sude ni mo hoi sarete iru.
Thank you.
From the happy sounds of ska to the grimiest of punk, Ghetto Ghetto Hustler took their bad girl image to many underground heights thanks to their raucous shows and crazy attitude. All of these elements were thrown in together on their 2006 album, Love and Roll, which would be the band's final record before either disbanding or going on an indefinite hiatus. Not exactly sure which one it was. But in any case, Love and Roll had Ghetto Ghetto Hustler at their craziest and raunchiest, which is why it's here on our list at number 65. And the song you just heard from that record was Silent Man. In 2008, a British duo called Blood Red Shoes entered the scene with Box of Secrets, an album that dealt with teenage angst, short attention spans, and life in their town of Brighton. It's sexy, violent, and makes you want to bang your head against the wall in order to get all that pent-up energy this record gives you out of your system. That's why it's here on our list at number 64. And from Box of Secrets is a song that Scott Pilgrim fans will be familiar with. This is It's Getting Boring by the Sea.
For the grace of God, girl, I suspect lives, we look the other way. Are you really that pure, sir? Thought I saw you in Vegas. It was not pretty, but she was. But she was.
Frontwoman Jenny Lewis went for a more country folk route when she teamed up with the Watson Twins, creating one of 2006's most beautiful albums. Rabbit Fur Coat was Lewis's sole record, as its gospel elements hid a darkly humorous side of her that was brought out gracefully by Chandra and Leigh Watson. It comes to us here at number 63, and from Rabbit Fur Coat, the song you just heard was Rise Up With Fists. Be sure to check out the music video for it, as it has a great cameo from comedian Sarah Silverman. Chet Monchi's 2009 album Kokuhaku would bring about the peak of the then trio's highest musical moments. From the catchy Hira 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 Kohimitsu no Tobira and the slow-paced Somaru Yo to the playful catwalk, Kokuhaku had Chet Monchi at both their sweetest and tongue-twistedly clever. Hence why it's been brought to this list at the number 62 spot. From Kokuhaku, this is Chet Monchi with Last Love Letter. are just about two-fifths of the way there with this top 100 albums list, so before we spin a track from number 61 for you, let's jump into our usual promo stuff. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Anime Amino at kingbabyduck.esh, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ommysteryinc. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBassBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And for all your other Land of Esh sites, please be sure to visit The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Cream. And now, we leave you something from the 61st best album of the last 10 years. Arcade Fire's 2010 record, The Suburbs, was about trying and unsuccessfully recapturing one's past and childhood, as the days of youth vanish from the band's clutches. It's a dark record that also celebrates the bygone eras, coming from Wynn and William Butler's time growing up in Texas. It also rightfully won the award for Album of the Year at that following year's Grammys, one of the rare occurrences of the RIAA getting it right with its picks of recent years. It comes to you here at number 61, welcoming you with open arms to a melancholy world that only Arcade Fire can deliver. From the suburbs, this is Empty Room. Until next time, this is your King Baby Duck telling you to stick around for part 3 of our Top 100 Albums Countdown. Guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast.
What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.